Well, for months now, we've heard U.S. senators talk about the need for a clear media shield law. But now one senator has basically admitted that actual journalists won't be covered at all. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, brought to you in part by BenSwan.com. The idea of a media shield law is flawed from the get-go. Some people think it's a good idea to have a law that expressly states that journalists cannot be compelled to give up their sources to courts or to law enforcement. But of course, members of the U.S. Senate have now used discussion of a media shield law as a way to define who is, and more importantly, who is not, a journalist. Over the course of the past few months, politicians have been saying amateur journalists don't count. Senator Lindsey Graham even explicitly stated he wasn't sure if bloggers deserve First Amendment protections. Senator Dianne Feinstein insisted that real journalists draw salaries from big corporate media companies. Otherwise, she said she could not extend the privilege of being called a journalist to them. When WikiLeaks first became a big deal, those working on the legislation actually worked hard to make sure that WikiLeaks would not be covered. As I said, the shield law argument is flawed from the beginning. But how do we know that the shield law won't protect journalists? I'll tell you after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. Well, consider for a moment what New York Senator Chuck Schumer said last week. Schumer discussing the media shield law provisions and how, if it became law, it might affect journalist Glenn Greenwald, who reported on the NSA secret surveillance based on documents leaked by Edward Snowden. Quote, "It's probably not enough protections to cover him, but it's better than current law," end quote. Now, that's exactly the problem here. We already have a media shield law in place. It's called the First Amendment. By these senators needing to define protections, what they're actually doing is defining who is not protected. If Glenn Greenwald can be arrested or blocked from reporting on Edward Snowden's revelations about the NSA, therefore preventing that information from being made public, then true journalism does not exist anymore. Everything else just becomes state-run propaganda. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Hi, Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. Go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends, it only take a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men we'll test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Friday, the 28th day of March, year of our Lord, 2014. Welcome to the John Moore Show. If you go to Republic Broadcasting, the website, that's republicbroadcasting.org, you'll see that we have a pledge drive going. You can get the details there. In fact, Mr. Stantmiller has listed the monthly expenses for Republic Broadcasting, and he is asking that you consider making a pledge to help keep Republic Broadcasting on the air. We do have patiently waiting in the green room, my friend Ann Morrison. Ann is a scientist and is an engineer. She pays attention to the things that concern us: earthquakes, volcanoes, violent weather events, various viruses and radiation events going on around the planet. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, John. Well, we have a dangerous situation arising on the west coast of Africa, and that is that they have a rapidly evolving outbreak of Ebola hemorrhagic fever. Now, there's 3 different strains of hemorrhagic fever. Ebola is the most dangerous one, and it's killing like 90% of the people that are coming in and being, and it has been verified by the laboratories, by the way, and even by laboratories outside of Africa.
All right.
So what people are doing is they're going into Liberia, I don't know, from Guyana, because they have better health facilities in the nearby country, which of course is spreading the disease. And they've had 4 healthcare workers die from it too. Now, of course, the healthcare workers know how dangerous this is. It can spread by any kind of body fluid, and so you have to use eye protection and nose protection and, well, hand protect. I mean, you have to be pretty well covered up in order to treat this. Well, there is no treatment and there is no vaccine, at least not yet. They've been working on one. They say that they have to wear protective gowns, gloves, masks, as well as a face shield, and they're to avoid eating meat, bush meat.
Specifically, they're being told not to eat rats and monkeys.
Rats and monkeys, that sounds about right, yeah. It is carried by these other animals, too, by a bunch of animals. so it's not just people that are getting it. Of course, they think that there is a reservoir of this virus, but this reservoir of virus has been interior to the continent of Africa, and medical personnel have had to travel into, for instance, the Congo, Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC, and so these are kind of strange because they're on the coast, and normally we don't think of them being on the coast. And we've spoken about this before, this Ebola, the fact that maybe there was a nation state that was developing it as a biological warfare virus, and spreading it deliberately and then modifying it. And if so, the fact that it showed up on the coast, on the west coast of Africa, that could be a staging area for sending it out into the world beyond the continent of Africa. So they're saying that travelers should be very careful, and anybody... Now, I thought that the incubation period was fairly short, but they're saying that, there was a suspected case in Canada.
Yes.
Yes. Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. You say that fast.
Right.
And he had traveled to West Africa, so that we're talking about Guinea and Liberia. And he fell ill after returning. So he wasn't sick while he was traveling. Now, I always thought that the incubation period was very short. And that was one reason not to consider Ebola as a biological weapon. That is, if the incubation period is so short, then you can find the contacts, possibly discover the source, and wipe it out.
So the real question, Ann, and I talked to, I was talking about this earlier this week, I believe, after contact, during incubation, are you contagious during that period of time?
Well, in many cases, you are. And they've been telling us that, you know, they used to say, no, you're not contagious until you have symptoms. And that had to do with the seasonal flu. But now they've retracted that, and they say, well, yeah, you can spread it even before you get symptoms.
Well, typically, and I don't know what this man's travel plans were, but typically, on international flights, you'll go through a major hub, such as New York City or Chicago, and transfer planes. All the time, you're coming into possible contact with hundreds and hundreds of people.
Well, that's true. However, the laboratories, the initial test was, we don't know what this is, but we think it's Ebola. But the incubation time was so long on this that usually you can tell because Ebola is hemorrhagic. And so you start bleeding, you get nosebleeds, you get bloody diarrhea, you get, you're coughing up blood. It's pretty dramatic. And so they sent it into the Canadians sent it into the national labs or the regional labs, and they said, well, no, it's not Ebola. So now they don't know what it is. They're still testing him to find out what it is. Now, could this have been a false negative? Yes. Could this have been developed so it had a longer incubation period and therefore would be a more likely candidate for biological warfare? Yes. See, that's what they were afraid of, is because if the incubation period is too short, then you can stamp it out. But right. if it's longer, then you can expose more people, and you can't go back and find the contact.
That's
in
right.
In this case, they know that this fellow traveled to West Africa. He wasn't even in the DR Congo. He wasn't in the center of Africa. He
right.
was on the coast. And yet he still managed to come home, and he made it home. He wasn't sick on the flight. And then he went to the hospital.
Hold that thought, Ann. We got a break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Hi, Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. Go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends, it only take a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The science Digest Journal says, silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Gentlemen, this is J.R. Moore. It is Friday, the 28th of March, visiting with Ms. Ann Morrison. Ann, there's an article here. Apparently, the CDC is looking to possibly get involved with providing laboratory assistance and maybe people on the ground also.
Well, it's good. You know, a lot of these things have been found up in Canada, and you wonder why they aren't found in the United States. And, well, I'm sure we have as many people traveling to West Africa as the Canadians do. And I think the CDC does need to get involved. The World Health Organization has not required that, and they have not required any particular testing on incoming travelers. China has. China has unobtrusive infrared thermometers, and if you go through an airport in China, your temperature is taken. And
well, China has a heavy presence in Central Africa, in case you don't know it. They're all over Central Africa, the Chinese.
Yeah, Central Africa, but this is Western Africa.
That's right. But with these diseases do not respect national borders, as we're finding out.
Well, we don't know how it got into Western Africa. I mean, there's just, they haven't tracked down the person that brought it into Sierra Leone. And then it was in, it's also in Guinea, which is right next to Sierra Leone. And then the people from Guinea that are, it's going from Sierra Leone into Guinea, and then the people in Guinea that are sick are migrating into Liberia.
Right.
Because Liberia has better medical facilities.
And well, they're also banning the consumption of bat soup. Apparently that's a delicacy there, bat soup.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you're starving, you learn to eat bushmeat. And, you know, I'm sure that Davy Crockett ate squirrel in his time.
Well, I've eaten squirrel.
What's that?
I've eaten lots of squirrel. We got a caller here, Ann. Gary from Pennsylvania. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Ann. How are you two today?
Good.
I don't want to take you off topic. John, I sent you an email and I tried to call yesterday while you had the good doctor on to talk about the energy cleaner. And if you'd rather talk to me offline, I would appreciate that. I'm sure you would. Mine hasn't worked since I got it. That's one of the, I was wondering if there was any way to test to find out if there was a problem with the energy cleaner or if it's
right.
Just me.
Well, give me a call when the show's over, Gary. We don't want to get into engineering here on the show, but just give me a phone call when the show's over. We'll talk about that, figure it out.
Is your number on your website?
It is. Yes.
Okay. I will call you. Then.
Under contact. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. I appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Thought you were going to say that the Chinese had biological laboratories in Central Africa and were fine-tuning this Ebola virus to make it weaponized for biological warfare.
You said they do have?
No, I thought that's what you were going to say because you said that the Chinese were in Central Africa.
No, the Chinese are in the process of colonizing Central Africa. They're building roads and water treatment plants, sewage treatment plants, power generating plants, hospitals and schools and all the things they would need to colonize Central Africa.
Well, they're also selling Brazilian soybeans to the United States, by the way. And the commodity markets still haven't caught up with that little maneuver that the Chinese did.
Well, the Chinese are the merchants of the world. You go to third world countries all over the planet, you find two ethnic groups, Indians and Chinese.
Oh, okay. Well, I would believe that because the British colonized India, and therefore you'd think that they would do some colonization of their own. Yeah.
Right.
All right, we need to move on unless you want to talk a little bit more about these bioviruses.
No, let's move on from there. Go ahead.
Okay, well, we have a serious situation at Hanford. Hanford is on the Columbia River in the eastern part of the state of Washington, just across the river from Oregon. And they put mixed waste into barrels, and then they buried the barrels. And they have a place called the Vapor Control Zone. This first I've heard of a Vapor Control Zone, but apparently these barrels are... You can't control vapor. I mean, you can try, but
right.
Vapor is a gas, and it's also a fluid. And when it forms with a lot of force. That is, it expands rapidly. And when you have that, then you have additional pressure, in some cases thousands of pounds per square inch of pressure that you didn't have before. And if you don't factor that in when you're designing the barrel, the vapor is going to escape. Anyway, they had some employees, and they're saying 11 people out of that group. They haven't said how big that group was. They go down and they they check the barrels once in a while. They have a vapor control zone. I don't know how long this vapor control zone has been active. I don't even know when it was formed. But in any case, they were in it, and they sent 11 people to the hospital. What happened was two people got sick, and they said that they breathed in fumes that tasted like copper. I'm not sure what copper tastes like. Do you have any idea?
Oh, sure. All you need to do is put a pen in your mouth and get an idea pretty quick. It's kind of a bitter taste. But I read the article about these people, and their symptoms are classic radiation exposure symptoms.
Well, yeah, and they're still suffering effects of breathing in the vapors, headache, chest pain, difficulty breathing, nosebleed, sore throats. One employee has coughed up blood. Now, apparently what happened was they called in and said, we've got sick people here. So they sent out another pod of people. I don't know what to call them. They sent out another team, and those people got sick. The next batch of employees breathed in the fumes on that was Tuesday. So the first batch was on Monday and then on Tuesday. And so this is they have an industrial hygiene department there of the Washington River Protection Solutions, and they monitor chemical exposures. And they went out to investigate, and they, too, had reactions to the fumes and were transported to the on-site medical facility. Three additional employees got sick, ingesting fumes. This is serious. I mean, you know, we've got the WIP problem. The WIP is the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant down in far southeastern New Mexico, very close to Texas. And now we've got this, you know, we're starting to understand a little bit more about what's going on in Hanford just because people are getting sick up there. And so they have a rash of Hanford workers have needed medical attention. Now, they're saying after ingesting unknown toxic fumes, normally ingestion has to do with eating, swallowing, while inhalation has to do with breathing in. So I don't know if that's just this came out of the King 5 News, Mox News, so maybe it was just a poor word to choose.
Poor choice of words, yes.
Yeah. So 11 Hanford workers have wound up in the hospital and or at the on-site medical facility. And this is a large number of people to get sick. I mean, apparently what they're saying is that they do have people get sick from these fumes, and that's probably why they have a vapor control zone.
But, right.
But anyway, so that's what's going on there. And then at WIP, Culiacán, Juarez, Mexico, you know, it's just across the border from Texas, and I want to say El Paso. I don't think that's right. well, they have Juarez, and then they have the new Juarez.
Hold that thought, Ann. Hold that thought. We've got a break. Call number is 800-313-9443, and we'll be right back.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. Go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends, it only take a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Chelation was first used in the 50s to get the lead out, but the doctors found it also improved circulation and heart health. Today, people still spend thousands of dollars to take chelation. The herbs in Extendovite were chosen for their chelating and healing effects to give you the detoxifying benefits of chelation plus the health benefits of the other herbs for a fraction of the cost of chelation therapy. People have reported finding many long-term ailments start to disappear the longer they take Extendovite. It is no secret that if you remove the toxins, you remove the causes of many of today's ailments. Don't wait any longer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Wake up, America.
Open the door.
It's time for us to face the truth
with John Moore.
Now, if you want to talk to John
live on the air,
call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Friday, the 28th of March. If you'd like to get more details about Republic Broadcasting's pledge drive, go to the website republicbroadcasting.org and you'll find the details on the Republic Broadcasting pledge drive. Help keep Republic Broadcasting on the air. Check out the details. Freezer has a monthly special involving long-range patrol rations, what we call LERPs, spaghetti with meat entree, chili mac with beef, turkey tetrazzini, western eggs with ham, scrambled eggs with bacon, chicken and rice. You get all the nutritional details, find out how wonderful these are. Freeze-dry guy got the entire manufacturer's overrun, and there may not be any more available for 3 to 5 years. There are severe cutbacks on every aspect of the U.S. military taking place, in case you don't know it. So get these while you can at freezedryguy.com. There's a link from my website at thelibertyman.com, toll-free auto line, Pacific Business Hours. Here it is, 866-404-3663. I say again, 866-404-3663. We're visiting with Ms. Ann Morrison, talking about the radiation event at Hanford, which it's, Ann, I don't get it. Isn't it fairly well known how to keep people safe in these toxic radioactive environments?
Well, apparently what they thought they were doing is They knew people were getting... Okay, when I was in the nuclear industry, when I was a contractor, what they said was because they used mixed waste, and they just put mixed waste, that's chemicals plus radiation waste. Instead of separating those out, they at Hanford, what they did was they just put them in the same barrel. So
right.
They don't know what chemical reactions went on because they hadn't ever tried that before. And apparently the barrels started to bulge after.
Not a good sign. Not a good sign.
And they were afraid. That's right. They were afraid. Well, I'm sure that it wasn't anaerobic. I'm sure it was aerobic. I'm sure that there was oxygen in there. I don't think they sealed them. They didn't can this stuff.
Right.
Good thing, because then it probably would have exploded.
Exactly.
In any case, so they had oxygen. They had some oxidation going on. And these barrels started to bulge. So what they did was they were afraid to touch them because
I would be. I mean, if it's a can of tomatoes doing that, you know you got botulism in there. But this is far worse, isn't it?
Could be far worse. And they didn't know what the vapors were because they just hadn't considered, I guess, that there were going to be reactions going on. So anyway, what they did is what I read was that they burped the barrels. So I assume that somebody put in something to kind of tap the barrels and burp them so that the vapors...
That sounds really scary to me.
Sounds pretty scary to me, but that's what... Hey, I was in the industry at that time, and that's what I was told. I don't...
Okay, go ahead.
That was common knowledge in the 80s. Mm-hmm. And so... What they did, this is the first I've heard of it, is that they put those barrels into a vapor control zone. So they put them all together. You know, this is kind of like what happened during World War II. You know, you put all the airplanes together, and then if one of them goes, they all go. Yeah, you know, sometimes the simplest lessons are not what are done. In any case, so that apparently they put them in something called a vapor control zone, and they... What they would do is they would send in teams to check them every once in a while. And apparently they knew which ones to put in the vapor control zone because people were getting sick. I mean, have you ever heard about people getting sick from the vapors at Hanford? No, I hadn't.
No.
But
not
we know
until the last
now.
Couple of days, right.
Right. And we know that these... And how do we know that? Well, because the... some of them went to a hospital. You know, they were so sick, difficulty breathing, headache, chest pain, sounds like a heart attack to me, nosebleeds and sore throats and coughing up blood. So they sent some of them to an off-site hospital, and apparently the word got out to the news, King 5 News up there in Washington State. Well, it's probably in Vancouver. But then, in any case, this is the first I've heard of this. And so I thought I should bring it up because, one, I hadn't heard about it before, and two, last I heard they were burping these barrels, and so I didn't realize they'd gone to the next step. So, no, they don't know how to protect their employees because employees have been getting sick, and they've been holding them at the on-site infirmary. I'm going to call it an infirmary. They've got this big, long name for it. And... infirmary, and so the word didn't get out. You know, it probably went up to the NRC, but I don't think that it got out to the public because they weren't being transported off site. But there were enough people to get sick on Monday and then again on Tuesday that the the horse was out of the barn, and they knew that they had a more serious problem. Now,
right.
does that mean that the fumes have gotten more concentrated? Probably. And does that mean that they're spreading? Well, you can't stop fumes. I mean, once it's a gas, it goes.
It's not like going anywhere at once. Right.
And you've got radium-226, and it sits in the ground. You don't worry about it. But when it disintegrates and goes to radon-222, then you better worry. It can travel, it can't travel a long ways, but it's a gas and it leaks out of the ground. It gets into your basement and, it'll travel 100 yards or so, maybe even a mile, before it disintegrates into polonium, which is very, very poisonous, but that doesn't last very long, and then it disintegrates again into lead. And if you want to know why we have lead problems, I suggest that these radon remediation systems that they install in your basement are the cause for the lead problems, because radon disintegrates into lead-214, which is radioactive, which makes people sick. But in any case, let's not get into that. That's another soapbox issue for me. So that's what's been going on. And so they do have a problem there. How far off-site are these fumes being transported? What's their half-life? This article, anyway, and the other article that I read is not not characterizing these vapors as anything. They're not saying they're radon. They're not saying they're gaseous radioactive materials or daughters. They're just calling them vapors. Right. It sounds like something that your grandmother might have had.
Right.
So I think there's a little bit of a cover-up going on there. I think it's disingenuous. I think we need to know more. And they do have public meetings up there, but I don't know that any of them have covered this, because this is the first time that I've heard of it. And I appreciate that the news works up there, and they, you know, it's on television news, and they have a transcript, and that's what I'm reading. All right. Anyway, down in at WIP, and by the way, WIP is
that's an acronym.
Yeah. Waste Isolation Pilot Plant. It's about 200 miles northwest of Ciudad Juarez, which is in Mexico. And so, you know, the people that should be concerned about the fumes that are coming out of the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant are the people in Texas, in El Paso. It's south of El Paso. So the people in El Paso and also in Oklahoma, because the prevailing wind would go from west to east. They are measuring an uptick in radiation at Carlsbad, which is about 20 miles west. Now, why they don't have sensors in El Paso or in Oklahoma, I suspect that they will get those there, because I think that it's more dangerous. By the way, Ciudad Juarez has a population of 2.5 million. So now we could have an international incident. And they did put in some additional air monitors, but the map that I saw, it had a handful of additional air monitors, and most of them were on site. Apparently, there was one over in Carlsbad that they noticed an uptick, and I think I explained that last week. These are very long-lived isotopes. Plutonium is very long-lived, and so if it's drifting towards Carlsbad and settling, because it's a heavy isotope, in addition to be long-lived, it'll settle on the ground and be swept up in the dust and all that. Well, then, you know, it's a continuing plume. It isn't just one cloud going that way. It's a continuing plume. And so we're getting, you know, they measured it in February. It doubled in March, which you might expect.
Absolutely. Let it break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
To ice, so you could wipe off that grin. I know where you've been. It's all been a pack of lies.
Hi, Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. Go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends, it only takes a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Woo! Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Friday the 28th of March. You heard Gary calling in earlier. He has an issue with his energy cleaner. We have a 100% warranty that if there's you get a defective unit, we replace it at no charge to you. So I'll be talking to Gary later this morning to take care of that. The energy cleaner, a great way to have a more productive life, sleep pain-free, wake up more refreshed with more physical and mental energy than you've had in years. The energy cleaner, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. Toll-free auto line, answered by very polite and very bright young men and women in my hometown, St. Louis, Missouri. Nobody in Mumbai. Thank you very much. Toll-free auto line, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. And we've got about 8 minutes here to cover as much as we can.
Well, I just want to say one more thing about WIP. They have a they have a statement out by a physics professor, local, and it says the bigger problem underlined by the radiation leak is the risk of such an event occurring wasn't as small as we thought it was. So either there was a scenario they didn't consider, or they didn't do the proper analysis, or something way outside the norm happened. And, you know, before they build these facilities, they have to go through an environmental impact statement and then a report that goes up to the federal government. And so a lot of people signed off on that. And you can get a hold of those public documents and find out who signed out on it and find out how many of them have retired. Anyway, yeah, I mean, people do that now.
Right.
Senator Udall has said that he's involved in this, and he says we need a zero-tolerance approach to serious accidents. And apparently there's another Senator Heinrich are calling for federal environmental agents to head to Carlsbad. Now, I don't know why they're concentrating on Carlsbad, except that it's close. It's 20 miles.
That's the nearest community of any size, I believe, isn't it?
Yes, but they also need to be measuring in El Paso and in Oklahoma. That, you know, it's west of the facility, so the prevailing wind is going east, and I'd be interested in going out 20 miles from the waste isolation pilot plant and seeing what the radiation is out that direction.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right.
And we got a caller here, and let's take this caller. Arthur in Maryland. Good morning, Arthur.
Hi, John. Hi. I appreciate that you put out there about the pledge drive, but I think the listeners need to know just how critical the situation has gotten. This network could be off the air as early as next week. So, people, if you like listening, waking up and listening to John every morning, please donate whatever you can. Dig deep. If you love this network as much as I do and all the other people, we got to help keep it on the air. John is so close to getting this network on AM and FM all across the country, and we need to keep it on the air. The other way you can help is let everybody you know about that download for the phone apps. Email everybody on your list. Text everybody that you have in your phone and let them know, because they can win $50,000 and the network could get $20,000.
That's right.
So there was a guy called in the other day. He only had $40 for food, and he gave 20 of it to the network. That's how much he loves this network. And I know when I get home today, I'm going to send what I can. So,
well, we appreciate that, Arthur, and we appreciate your support, sir.
All right, thank you, John.
Okay, thank you for the call. Okay, and getting back to Arizona, I agree with you. Downwind readings are an absolute must. They must be taken. It's not optional.
Right. And I would just be interested in seeing that they do that. But, of course, you know, what input do I have to where they place these things? They've got experts. They've got PhDs on staff, and they pay them big bucks. So whatever's going to happen is going to happen, and all we can do is kibitz about it. The storm last night, I think it was exacerbated by the CME that hit the Earth. The Earth's magnetic field probably caused a crack in it. I think it probably should have cracked over Alaska, but it looks like, and there was the Aurora Borealis was seen in southern Canada. But we had tornadoes in California. We had a huge dust storm that went through Phoenix, Arizona. And, of course, we had a tornado outbreak. Did you have any weather last night, John?
High winds, no damage I'm aware of.
Okay, well, we had tornadoes that were north of Kansas City and also tornadoes that were north of St. Louis on the other side of the state. And they were small ones, but one of them was on the ground for about 6 minutes. And, you know, if you're... Even an EF0 is pretty big if you're right under it. And, of course, this storm now will be going into the northeast. It's going from southwest northeast, so that's a typical storm track in the spring. We did have high winds, and although they weren't excessively high, they're saying that the previous storm that went up the northeast coast, the winds got up to a Category 3. If they had deemed it a hurricane, they said the winds and the pressure were like a Category 3 hurricane. So we're still having this wild weather, but we expect it in the spring. And so I'm not too concerned about it. We did have a hard freeze here earlier in the week and during the last week. And now we expect the temperatures to rise above freezing, although they're still getting down to 35 or something. I think our next storm is due in here Monday and then maybe Thursday. But that's expected in the spring. We'll be going into April pretty soon, and then May, and we expect the weather to calm down, and I hope that it does. We still haven't got the northern jet stream set up. It should set up at about 60 degrees north. The northern tier of states, the border between Canada and the United States, is at 49 or 50 degrees north. So there should be a northern jet stream that would bottle up the cold air from the North Pole. It hasn't set up yet. We still have it down by the southern jet stream, which is at 30. It has set up at 30 degrees north. And until that northern jet stream gets set up, we still could have incursions of cold weather coming down from, cold temperatures coming down from Canada. In that case, we may have a spring very much like last spring, which was cold up until July. July and August warmed up, but we had a very short growing season for the summer for our warm weather crops. So I'm suggesting to my friends that they grow cold weather crops this spring like last spring, and then switch to the hot weather crops, whatever you can grow in 60 days, because right. Come September last year, it started getting cool again.
It did. So, and we got our last caller here, a regular caller, John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Good morning, John. Hi, Ann.
Hi, John.
You know, you were wondering why they're concerned with Carlsbad. I'd like to offer my opinion is that Carlsbad caverns, along with other sites, are part of this international biosphere nonsense. So that may be why they're emphasizing Carlsbad. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that's a good idea. You know, any place that you've got international attention or national attention is, you know, they're going to get more money than some place where people live. And there was one comment by somebody that lived in Carlsbad that said, well, I guess the only thing I can do is move. I've had four cancers in my family, and I think, or else maybe I'll just ignore it, put my head in the ground like an ostrich, and denial is more than a river in Egypt. People don't want to think that they're being affected by radiation. You can't see it, you can't smell it, you can't taste it, you can't feel it, you can't hear it. And I know at least three people that have brain cancer here in this area. And I didn't live here when I was growing up, but I have to think that they were exposed to radiation. We know that Mellencrot did a lot of work for the Department of Defense during World War II. They were processing uranium. They were making plutonium. And they did illegal dumping. So people have built homes. It's like that landslide out in Washington State. You know, one of the homeowners says, nobody told me that I was in the slide area.
All right. And we're out of time. John, thank you for the call.
All right.
We'll do some radio later in the day with Dr. Deagle, Ann. Thank you.
Okay, John. Thanks.
Okay, that's it for the day. That's it for the week. You all be safe out there. Get your energy cleaner, your medical supplies now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Have a fun, safe, productive weekend, and God bless America.